As the Gemara tells us, we had the Churban Bayisheni, the destruction of the Second Temple, because of sinas chinam, unwarranted hatred. People didn't treat each other properly, they didn't say hello to one another, they didn't greet each other in the streets, hi, how you doing? And yet, as I mentioned, on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is a day of mourning, so just like a real dinner of a mourner. That's why we're sitting on the ground. And one of the things, really, the mourner, you're supposed to wait for the mourner to greet you in terms of how you do a Shiva call, but that's for a different discussion. So you're not supposed to ask, how are you doing? How do you think I'm doing? I just lost my father or mother. How could you ask a Jew today, how's he doing? How do you think I'm doing? The list of things that happen on Tisha B'Av, the temples, etc. So there's an Isser of Sheila Sholem. So the question is, you would think that's the one day we should have a mitzvah of Sheila Sholem. If the destruction of the temple was the lack of et adam l'chaveiro, the lack of interpersonal relationship, then we should go out of our way to say we should be working on how to say hello properly, not how you're doing when a person's telling you you're already halfway down the block. You should be working on really caring about someone. So why is this halacha on Tisha B'Av that we specifically don't have? So some commentators explain it's because just like when you have an... See, I don't know much about computers, but I know when my computer freezes or it's not working, before I call the professional, usually I just shut off and reboot the computer. And 90% of the times, as long as there's no real problem with it, it usually reboots and most of the time it works. So there's a concept of a reset that it's true since all year, all week long, all year round, we're not really so careful in the Sheila Sholem. So we have on Tisha B'Av is a day to reset. We have to rethink in terms of how should we go around speaking to people? Am I ignoring people? Should I be speaking to people more or less? A person has to work out have their own self-awareness and work things out. But Tisha B'Av is about a reset. We have to rethink if we're doing our mitzvahs, our ben adam chaveiro properly. And same thing, perhaps that's the same reason why we have an Isser of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. Although also, you only could learn special sections of the Torah as well. You would think if Alma of the Arech, Shalom Baruch Hu Bracha Tchila, I would think, what's the solution? Let's learn Torah. We should be a day just sitting and learning in the base, take out the Gemaras. So again, the same type of idea. It's a time to reset, like an Avel. You rethink, am I learning properly? Am I learning for the right reasons? Am I learning to shrug people up? Or whatever the negative reasons are, learning for. And that's what Tisha B'Av is. It's a time of reset, and that's why there's no Sheila Sholem and there's no Talmud Torah. It's a time to think, how we could do things better. And in fact, that's the whole motif of all the keynotes, basically, is we lost our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have the temple anymore, and we lost our connection. And in fact, that's why, as we know, as we say, when we daven, we daven, we're speaking to God, but we learn Torah, God's speaking to us. And therefore, we have to try to reconnect the connection, whether it's feeling the pain of the widow, the Churban Abayis, working on our Sheila Sholem, working on our Talmud Torah, and working on all aspects. So that's why Tisha B'Av is a day to reset.